We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's three guys who combined to play 15 seasons in the National Football League trenches. Well, two guys. And Mackie, who didn't do shit. This is the O-Line Committee.
Gentlemen, it's an emergency episode here.
This is Friday. An emergency.
Dude, I'm literally at LaGuardia Airport in Queens right now.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Text message from Booney saying, holy shit, Aaron Donald retired.
Emergency answer your fucking phone. Yep, I told you. I'm going over the quotas today. This guy is worth every bit of going over the quota for. And if you haven't heard the news, Aaron Donald has retired. Chaco's reign of terror is over. I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations in the O-line room started with. 9-9 is the fucking problem and the pressure and the flavor of the week. And it's one fucking guy. Everything's sliding to him. I don't care if there is a missile coming from the other side. We are sliding to 9-9. They don't even call him Aaron Donald. They might as well just call him the GOAT. They'd be like the special one. The one that – I'm not kidding you guys when I say that one time I set – and this was at old St. Louis back when he was a fucking mover. Okay? I set. I blinked. He was fucking gone. And I'm not even exaggerating. The level of panic on my fucking face was probably told everybody that I was like, he's a real player. He's a real dude. And I'm telling you, and I've talked about this before, the only film we had was him versus Logan Mangans. And Logan Mangans at the time was getting $11 million, and he had told the Patriots, like, a big fuck you, I'm not doing it. And they paid him, and then they traded him, and he got paid again. And I was like, this is our dude, right? Like, he was our guy to look up to. He one arm picked him up and fucking body slammed him. I'm not even kidding you. And I was like, nope, nope, not the guy we thought he was, guys. He is not that. He is the guy they told us about. And his first start in the NFL, Monday night, boom, boom, right here, buddy. Guess what? He only played on the right side at that time. He only played on the right side. Guess who was the right guard? He only played on that one side. I was like, this is a joke, right? And before him was Kendall Langford. And I don't know if anyone remembers Kendall. I loved him to death. The first couple times I played him, we hated each other. And all of a sudden, one time he was like, hey, bud, you don't have to try and kill me all the time. Like, we're cool. And all of a sudden, the minute he told me that, the next game, Aaron Donald was standing there. And I was like, fuck, they probably saw on film that we were messing around too much. And it was a day. It was a goddamn day. I'm not even, guys, I can't express to you the level of panic that I had the minute that they said, and now starting, like pyros going everywhere, 99. I was like, I remember everybody looked at me and they were like, Booney, calm down. I was like, I'm good, man. And we went out there and I didn't breathe for the next 3 hours. That guy was so fun to play against. And you know why he's fun? Because he doesn't say a goddamn word. Not one. Doesn't say one word the entire time he's out there. Just stares at you. And all his friends are like, hey, dude, you going to let him talk to you like that? I'm like, you're like, yeah, I didn't even say anything. You gonna let him talk about you like that? You're like, I didn't say anything. AD, he talking shit about you. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, not. But you knew he was just going to get fired up. And you were going to see a whole nother level of human being. Like, John Randall, I love you to death. And you were one of the greatest to do it. But this dude was fucking special. I'm sorry. That was a
also,
rant.
If you guys can figure out why we record at 5:15 in the morning, it's because Alex isn't at full rev up. We have to catch him before he gets out of bed because it is now 1:15 in the afternoon. And this is how he revs. So
Alex, there's strategic energy advantage. Drinks.
Yeah.
No, there are no energy drinks. Hours. It's Lent. I'm not allowed to have energy drinks. I'm not allowed to have coffee. Yeah, I gave up caffeine for Lent. Dude, Mackie, the energy drinks slow me down. I'm not kidding you.
You gave up caffeine or you gave up multiple things?
I gave up caffeine and I gave up sugar, so I can't have cake. I can't have ice cream. I can't do my fucking pies. I went to Kowalski's yesterday and they were like, hey, you haven't bought any pies lately, honey. Are you okay? I was like, Lent. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not in the mood. I'm losing weight rapidly.
But why do you have to give up pie for Lent?
I give it up because I'm a better man for it, all right? Whatever the big dog tells me to do, Jay knows the
story. You only need to give up one thing. It's one thing for Lent. You have to
he has his own special set of rules. We've been over this. It makes no sense, but we'll let –
fought about it the last time he was here. I'm not even kidding. We fought.
We got into it a little bit. I was like –
He was like, I follow the Bible. I was like –
The Bible. I go, nowhere in the Bible does it say for 40 days you must abstain from one thing and one thing only.
I will say this. I just came from taking the boys to breakfast. This is Friday. And I was so proud that four of them, I was like, I'll just have eggs and toast. And four of them were like, yeah, that's right, it's Lent. I'll just have eggs and toast. And the other two were like, oh, I totally forgot. Like, you're just like, I see who's doing it. I see who's doing it right. It's okay.
I'm not getting into this with you. Anyways, Aaron Donald.
Let's have a religious debate right
now. Yeah, let's just go.
No, we're not.
Catholicism versus Christianity. Ready, go.
Hey, we're talking about one of the ones that was the best to ever do it.
I mean, I was looking at it today. I remember, so we were in the same draft class. Aaron Donald and I came out, and I met him at the Outland Award Trophy Banquet in Omaha the draft year.
Yeah.
And I can remember standing next to him being like, this dude? Like, this six-foot dude is the guy everyone's talking about? Like, this is the next, like, dude? No way. No chance. And you watch his highlights from Pittsburgh, and you're like, okay, yeah, I mean, but it's Pittsburgh, right? It's the ACC. Yep. It's not the Big Ten. But from what this dude did from the moment he stepped onto the football field as a rookie to when he did his last was complete and utter domination. Unlike anything I think we have ever seen in the sport before. Like, I have never seen a dude that has come into the league and dominated from day one until the end where he's like, I'm deciding to hang it up even though I was a first-team All-Pro, even though I was going to make $34 million next year. I'm done because I want to be and I'm the greatest. And it's like, yeah, sure thing, man. Take your gold check, you get on the way out, right? Like, it's hanging there for you as you walk out of here. Right. The dude is such a specimen, so special. He changed the D-tackle position in a decade.
Yes, he did.
Completely changed the entire
generational
talent,
entire
position.
That's what they call him, generational talents. Because you think about it, before him, and I came in the league before him, three techniques were big, squatty dudes. They were just there to stop the run in the over. They were big nose guards. Now everybody's big thing is, who's the next Aaron Donald? Who's the next guy? Because that goes into my second thing about him, because you thought it was hard in the pass game. Wait till you try to block him in the run game, and you're like, wait a minute, dude can slip a shoulder like no one's ever seen. I'm not even kidding you. Me and Anthony Davis one time, true story. we line up and I'm like, hey, when we went against AD, we never talked. We never told him what we were doing because he was smart. And I knew this because I had some intel on him that he was the brains of the operation. Immediately, he was like the one that could tell what was going on, what was wrong, diagnose the offense, diagnose the play, everything. So we were like, we never speak to each other around him. Like, we don't let him know what we're doing. So I gave him the old deuce wink, right? Like, we're deucing him to him, right? We literally were one person for a whole second, me and Anthony Davis, and he still split both of us. And I don't know to this day how he did it. And my coach at that time was like, I'm not even going to be mad at you guys because I don't know how he did it. But he was so elusive and so quick. And it was like when you would come off the ball, he would see what was coming at him. And in that split second, his whole body could redirect. And like he wouldn't change his head position. So like his head would stay, but his body would shift. And you'd be like, what the fuck is he doing? How is he doing this? And he'd take on two guys and you'd be like, how?
Well, so his first couple of years in the league, I think people made the mistake of doing the coach speak, and Alex, you'll know what I'm talking about, and anyone who's played before. When there's a dude that's dynamic on the other side, but you want to act like we're not afraid of him, right? There's two ways that coaches can go about this during the week. Mm-hmm. One of which, what the hell is that? One of which...
That's a fine.
I have no idea what's happening.
So for the YouTube audience, whatever you just said triggered like balloons popping up.
Triggered balloons. I don't know. It's the peace sign must be balloons. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, two ways that coaches can go about when you're talking about a guy that's a game wrecker, right? The first way is the effective way and the right way you should do it, which is the way Booney opened the show with, right? Hey, 99 is right here. We're going to slide to him. We're going to double team him. We're going to do everything we can to disrupt him so he can't destroy this game. I've been on teams and I've talked to players that have been on the other side where coaches try and do the opposite. And they go, this guy's just another dude. He puts on his pants just like the rest of us. He laces up his cleats just like the rest of us, snaps his helmet. It's nothing special. Go out there and do your job. And I've seen dudes get left on islands with this guy and made it look like they've never played football before in their entire life. And I think the league did that for about a year. With him, right? A year before they were like, okay, we can't do that anymore. He doesn't put his shoes on like the rest of us. He doesn't do anything like the rest of us. He is that special of a talent.
You know, they may have called me a pussy in the room at the time, but I was like, fuck all of you. You have no idea what this dude looks like on the interior. And my guards and centers were always like, tackle's not a word. Not a word, right? Because you know the tackles, they're like, what's so tough about him? He's not even that long. And you're like... Dude, you watch him like come outside as a three technique, and those tackles sometimes, the ones that like mess around with him, he makes them look stupid. He's like, oh, you didn't take me serious? Now I'm going to take you serious. And it's like, okay, I warned you. But I was on the team that year that everybody was like, we're going to go away from him. And I was like, what'd you say? They were like, well, because at the time, Wade Phillips was their defensive coordinator. Brilliant man. And he was like, anytime 9-9 is to the field, we're going to blitz away from him. Anytime 9-9 is to the boundary, we're going to blitz away from him. No matter what. Because then it started making people choose. Are you going to keep your running back in and block that blitzer? Or are you going to send your line there and let this dude one-on-one you? And I was there the year that they were like, yeah, no, we're going to one-on-one him. And I remember literally, and I'm not going to name this coach because he's still in the league, literally looked at me and was like, the fuck are you so worried about? Just go out there and block him. And I was like, fuck you, dude. I've blocked him six games. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder because the more you play him, the more he gets a read on you and the faster he gets a beat on you. And then he starts to feel the pressure that you're throwing on him and he starts to counter. He's so advanced that he knows if you're a single striker, double striker, he can tell which ones. His hip movement is redonkulous. Like, and I remember looking at this coach going, you're stupid. You're stupid.
You can't do it. You mean
you're all stupid.
There's certain dudes in this league that you have to
give
the full respect to. And he's one of them, right? He was one of those dudes that like you knew if you singled him up, he's probably got a 90% win rate. Like that's absurd to even talk about. But if you
he trains against guys with knives in the
I swear to God those are real. I swear those are real.
Like a fifth round guard in front of him in the regular season.
I'm telling you that after playing him, those were real, because when he go to throw a punch, his ability to be like, do not touch me, is so incredible that those have to be real. That's how he's learning. Because I would literally, you would like dangle a carrot and it would swipe so fast. You'd be like, what the fuck was that? And then his like hips are going the other way as he's swiping and you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Oh my God. When you bottled him up,
Alex,
here's the problem.
Is he the greatest?
Oh yeah, bye.
Is he the greatest three technique?
In my opinion, for sure. I mean, the dude was.
I'm going to take that and elevate the question here.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Because I think, like, if you go decade by decade, who is, and we'll just, let's not count cornerbacks. Let's just say trenches. We'll say edges, linebackers, and like front seven defenders, right?
Okay.
1980s are defined by Lawrence Taylor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
1990s probably defined by Reggie White. Sack totals, Super Bowl, Packers. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, I'm just kind of.
That was a good decade though, dude, because you had some really stud dudes. But I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could also say like Bruce Smith. With the Buffalo Bills.
Who was him?
We could fight this.
We could.
John Randall is an, I mean, he's, I don't know, another one. But there's a lot of guys. Early 2000s, we can debate. But is it Aaron Donald? J.J. Watt would have. He's an edge, obviously. Who is the identifiable figurehead of ferociousness in the trenches for the last 10 years?
I mean, that's hard because you're right. J.J. was that dude, but I think when you talk about a guy that everybody was like, no matter what, we cannot leave this dude on an island. It was 9-9.
The thing with him is, like, JJ, even towards the end of his career, right, when he left Houston, it kind of went like this, right? Like, not drastic drop-off, but he wasn't as, like, completely game-wrecking havoc that he had. And then when you really think about it, and I think this is truly the main staple of what, like, solidifies him as the best for me. Last year's Rams team was in cap hell. Right, yeah. They still a little bit are, and I learned through the sources talking to guys at the combine, because we have a free agent that was on the Rams. The starting 11 for the Rams on defense last year, it was Aaron Donald on a maxed out deal. Right, the other 10 dudes were either on rookie contracts or veteran minimum. That was it. It was only him. He had no help. He had no one out there that, like, we can slide away or double. Like, he was the focal point. Still first team All Pro. And still a double-digit sack guy. Like, that is what solidifies his greatness for me, is the fact that from when he stepped in the league to when he walked out of the league, he was that dude. No drop-off, consistency of being the best, right? No flash in the pan, no taking a year off. Like, even when he'd have his off games, he'd still have three TFLs and, like, eight tackles. Like, he was racking up, like, linebacker numbers on tackles as a three technique. Like, absolutely insanity when it comes to, like, talking about true greatness on a consistent basis.
And it really, it spawned from his efficiency. Like, from everything from his stance, he never had a normal stance. At times, you look like he barely had his hand in the ground, and you were like, maybe he's dropping. And it was 100% full speed. And then there was times where you were like, I'm almost positive he's going up the field. And it was an inside move right now, and you were like, this guy is in. He never slowed down. He never stopped. He never wasn't like the toughest dude you had to block. When you were looking at him, you knew he hated you. You were like, this is like everything you dream about as a kid, like being in this moment. But then you're in that moment, you're like, I better grab this moment quickly or he's going to grab me. And also, like Jay said, we used to watch him just wreck games by himself.
There's also a piece of it too where like most O-linemen, you wouldn't hear most O-linemen talk about a D-lineman like this.
No.
Right? Like most of us are like, screw that dude, overrated, he's not that good. I've never met an offensive lineman in the NFL that did not have the utmost respect for Aaron Donald as a player.
Right.
Right? Like every single person respected him because of the greatness that he was. Like there wasn't a single lineman that was like, ah, that dude's not that good. Like stop talking
about Aaron
Donald. That dude's that dude. Right? Like, and everyone that's going to come out over the next couple of weeks is going to talk about their experience and how they had to block him. And it's a memorable experience when you go up against a guy like that. I was lucky enough in 17. I didn't have to play. I was a backup. Thank God I didn't play against Aaron Donald. Like, I didn't want to. That was one game I can distinctly remember. That was the one game of my career I was like, I hope no one gets hurt. Like every now and then, like, listen, as a backup, you're like, give me a sprained ankle. Give me 2 weeks. Like, let me just get a couple, like, starts in there, right? I distinctly remember playing the Rams in 2017 when they came to U.S. Bank going, I hope everyone stays as healthy as humanly possible. I have zero desire to go out there and try and block 99. Zero. Absolute zero desire.
I will say, it's just, it's different, man. Like, you're looking, and it's like Jay said, you're like, where's the rest of him? Where, yeah, but then
big.
You think about like the leverage that he always had on everybody. Like, I distinctly remember watching him destroy people, and you were like, it's because he's so quick and strong and tiny and compact, and there's not a lot of surface area to hit, and he's so good with his hands. Like, everything about him, and I, to Jay's point, he's right. There was never anybody that wasn't like, AD's the best. Like, that's when you know everybody's like, there's no question. He was that
dude.
And if
anyone comes out now and says it, they're liars.
They are full of
shit. Yeah, if anyone, now that he's out of the league, they're like, you know, I don't know if he was liar. Liar.
You're full of shit.
Lying fines.
Massive lying fines. And sensitive fines.
So I know you guys got to jump to a big boy call here. We got this emergency episode knocked out before agency and trainer life takes over. But yeah, Aaron Donald, three-time AP Defensive Player of the Year. One of the all-time leading interior sack leaders in NFL history, a legend. And now there's a whole other conversation about the Rams are trying to compete to win a division, and this is a big blow to them.
A big blow,
but also it scrapes them a little bit higher of the cap ceiling that they need to get.
Right.
So that helps a little bit too. So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, we got to run. Just had to get
our
on
boys
here, pay our respects to one of the greatest to ever play the game.
For sure. AD, I mean, shout out, man. Greatest to do it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Love you, bro.
On a phenomenal career. Fun to watch. Glad to be a part of it.
Amen. All right, O-line committee. See you guys next week.